Jack Spaulding back with you as we're talking Jackson Heights basketball. Now on the guy's side with head coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And the Cobras coming off of the Thunder Classic last week against teams of the likes of Troy, Hiawatha, and Holton. And coach, a three-game stretch where that is one of the best midseason tournaments. Just tell me about what you saw from last week's contests against three very good opponents, larger school opponents as well, into your preparation for the second half of the season.
Yeah, we certainly enjoy going to the Nemaha tournament every year, the Thunder Classic. Gives us an opportunity to see, you know, a lot of diverse opponents as far as, you know, size and, overall ability of those teams. They throw some different things at you as far as defenses are concerned, which is, you know, what we want to see. And, you know, we had a sluggish start there on Tuesday versus Troy and, you know, didn't perform really to our best. But Troy's a very good basketball team, of course, and does a lot of really good things. And I thought we'd bounce back and played probably one of our better games of the season overall on that Thursday versus Hiawatha. We're doing some really good things on offense as far as space and ball movement and people attacking and hitting shots. And then had a little Jackson County battle on Saturday versus Holton. And at the same time, the scoreboard says what it says, but, you know, for a large majority of that game, there were some opportunities for us to maybe close the gap and you know, make that game a close finish. But unfortunately, we weren't able to do those things down the stretch. And credit to them, they have some tremendous athletes that made some things challenging for us on defense. And we're going to use the momentum, things we took away from that game, to move into the next week and hopefully a good end to the second half of the season.
No doubt. You guys are coming into now. You had a four-game winning streak heading into that midseason tournament. And as a tough a tournament as that is, it's something that you can still take positives out of that. What is something, as we get ready to talk about upcoming schedule, that you took away from your guys' three games in that midseason tournament?
Yeah, I think some of our young guys that are in positions to play some varsity roles this year really stepped up and are playing with the level of aggression that we're needing them to play with moving forward. And at the same time, our guards were able to, you know, fit into their roles really well. And I think we're gaining a clear understanding of what we need to do, both offensively and defensively to be successful. And, you play a team like Hiawatha, who's very competitive versus, you know, the upper end of the Big East, the lower end of the Big East, whatever it may be. And that shows you that your team has the capabilities, of course, to, you know, be a good basketball team and a quality basketball team moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You guys sit 4-6 right now, heading into a pretty tough stretch tonight against Oskaloosa, and then you guys have four games in 5 days next week, starting off with Troy and then Horton, throw in Riverside and Pleasant Ridge, and so a pretty tough schedule the next six games really for you guys. Just tell me about the mindset as you guys head into this really tough stretch over the next 10 days.
Yeah, we certainly communicated with the boys that, you know, after the midseason tournament, that's when we want to see our most amount of growth as far as the season's concerned. And we have several opportunities with that, as you mentioned, coming next week with four games to fill out the week. So I think the boys are ready for the challenges and they're ready to, you know, compete against some of the top half of the league and see where we are coming out of that tournament. And hopefully we can put our best foot forward and make everybody a part of the Cobra community proud.
Tell me about what it means when you got two of the top teams in your next two games after tonight.
Yeah, it's certainly a good chance for ourselves to assess ourselves against other opponents. And I think our boys are ready for the challenge. Like we said, the midseason tournament kind of gives us a taste of what some of that competition looks like. And hopefully, you know, we've bettered ourselves both skill-wise and mentally to compete at the top level of NEKL. And if not, we'll regroup and we'll go at it again.
All right, Coach. Well, again, good luck and good health to you in this next stretch. We'll talk to you again next Thursday and appreciate you, as always, joining in for the Cobra Locker Room Chat.
Yep, thanks as always, Jake.
All right, Coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Again, the Cobras take on Oskaloosa tonight before four games in 5 days next week. All those games next week will be on the Cobra Channel.